I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I think before we get into our Courtney Taylor Taylor adventures, we got to give a little background to the beautiful babies about Courtney.
Yes.
And
okay,
we both have separate babies. Sort of relationships to him and what he means, because he's such a big personality and big character in
I was thinking opera. That line, something is so passé.
Heroin.
Heroin is a passé. I know. I was trying to remember. What is he saying in that line?
Where did you first meet Courtney?
I met him through my brother, of course. My brother, a.k.a. The Connector. And Donovan met him just, there was, that 90s music scene. And he would just come around, and he's such a beautiful dude. And I probably got him confused for a second with, well, he didn't look like Evan.
No, there is a similarity.
Yeah.
There's an almost like Viking rock and roll element to both of them.
Yes. Yeah. I just would meet him with my brother, and he just is like a cool dude, waspy, gorgeous, eccentric, slow voice. And, he's just like a cat. And like, I was impressed with him because my brother was impressed with him. And then you meet him and you're impressed with him. But, and I've just had, unlike Evan Dando, it's been less complicated.
Yeah. Evan's a more heartbreaking person to hang out with. Courtney's like really, he's in a way like socially responsible. Like he likes the etiquette of being in society and connection, whereas Evan's like truly like Steppenwolf,
And I love those Steppenwolf people, because when you are connecting, it feels so amazing and like special, and kind of I feel like I have a touch, and to hanging out with people like that, it can be so exciting. But it's also, it's sort of like inconsistent.
But didn't he direct a short film or something in our house?
Yeah, he said, can I direct a short film in your house, and can I paint your bedroom red? And because I'm such a lover of the arts, I was like, of course.
A patron.
Patron. And we did it, and it was a really trippy short that was fun, and Lala was in it. And we shot, and when you meet people and you're just like fans of each other personally. And then you and I went to his castle in Portland.
Yeah, we had a great, when Goldie was like 6 months or one, we went up to Portland. He invited us to stay there, and they just had a baby, Ajax, and who was 6 months younger. And we just had such a great, they were such amazing hosts. And he threw a big dinner party with Gus Van Sant and Shepard Fairey. And we did, he was like the king of Portland. And I was just so inspired by his commitment to his creativity and his like rock and roll vision. And it has not changed. Like he is so.
I know, I love that.
He's almost like a comedian who's committed to the bit so intensely, and he's going to see it through 100%. And some people, I think, don't like him and don't like the Dandy Warhols because it's so specific, but that is what I like about it.
And that famous documentary called Dig.
Yeah.
And who's the other band?
Brian Jonestown Massacre.
And so what's the deal? Like, is there two camps?
Well, they're mates, but it was kind of interesting because the narrative of the documentary is that the Brian Jonestown Massacre were the real artists and the Dandy Warhols were like the corporate sellouts. But I remember like saying to Courtney, I was like, didn't you have final cut on that? He's like, yeah. And I was like, why didn't you exercise it? Because it seemed like you were portrayed so bad. He's like, we were on tour being rock stars. We weren't watching edits of a documentary. But it really, it did actually.
Did he regret it?
Yeah, because it really fucked with their.
That's not good.
It just branded them as something that they weren't, because the Dandy Warhols are actually like super creative and committed to what they're doing. And I mean, they love success and that, but yeah.
Now it's like everyone's like, go for it, get those bags.
Yeah, exactly. They were ahead of their time.
But back then it was looked down upon, I guess, if you showed that you wanted to do well. Now it's like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, now it's almost like a positive. But so Courtney was coming into town, and we had a plan.
Sydney.
and we went out for dinner. He had a plan to put this dinner together, and we met at Dean and Nancy's on 22, which was like a high-rise gourmet restaurant in the city.
And we've been living a real village life.
Quaint.
Quaint. And whenever I go into the city, I'm like, wow, this is a real city.
So we go up. So it's literally on the 22nd floor. We get there first. We got these taco cocktails. What were they called?
I know, which was a mistake because, I mean, I barely drank. It was fine.
After you left, just, everyone like, passed yours around to taste test it. It was a crazy cocktail.
It was delicious. But I remember that Courtney is a big, he's one of his businesses is vino.
He has a wine bar. Yeah.
So I knew, and he loves the pairing. It's, I was saying the band are really compatible.
Yeah.
Because like when there's a big lead singer star with a big personality, sometimes people around them pretend to sort of love everything they're into and bow down.
Oh, right. It becomes like
extent.
The members of the court type thing.
Yeah. But in this case, they were into what he was into genuinely. So yeah. It's a good match. Like the band were like, oh, are we, should we get champagne with the oysters? Yeah, let's do it. You know, it was like, and I love the, what's it called? The, what's the kind of, when you get into the mood of the pomp or the kind of ceremony.
Getting drunk?
ceremony. The ceremony before the drunk. No. The ceremony around beautiful things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was amazing. So it was Brent from Dandy Warhols. Their lighting guy, I forget his name. For some reason, it was like Snoopy Boopy Doopy or something. That was his name. And Jamie Prize, who's an artist, who's an Australian oil painter who'd won the Archibald, I think, with, it was Warren Ellis or Nick Cave, but he's...
We know the baby Archibald winner.
Oh, yeah, baby Archibald. Archibaldy.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. Jamie, I guess, played the role of occasionally on tour as like the Dandy Warhol's vibe master, who is like, and he's one of those real connector guys who knows all the best places. He'd introduced them to the guy at the restaurant and they'd brought out the best wines and... It was amazing.
It's like Sinatra and the boys.
To hear the rest of this episode, as well as receive lots of other exclusive content, head over to our Substack and consider supporting Weirder Together for just $5 a month.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.